making my own creations to help me finally capture the Smurfs. I will call them the Naughties.
Where are we?
At work. Close enough.
Here's my plan. We trick Smurfette into being naughty like us. And she'll have so much fun, she'll never go back.
Oh dear. Catch, please.
Okay, here's the deal. One of the reasons I hated the first Smurfs movie was that the Smurfs weren't good enough for Hollywood, so they shoehorned regular actors and forced a New York City setting for the film. While the Smurfs and Gargamel are still in the real world, in Paris this time, at least the movie's a little more Smurf-centric. In The Smurfs 2, Gargamel tries to kidnap Smurfette and turn her evil so he can learn the secret to make his own Smurfs, giving him the magic he needs to rule the world. Yeah, it's a stretch, but it's a Smurf movie after all. The film is still corny and annoying for anyone over 8 years old, but I give it credit for staying true to Smurfette's original story, and for making a movie more about the Smurfs than about Neil Patrick Harris. Sorry, NPH, you're a talented guy, I just don't want to see you when I go to see a movie about Smurfs. As a child of the 80s who enjoyed the original Smurfs cartoon on Saturday mornings, I at least felt this movie was a little more authentic than the first. The Smurfs 2 gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.